This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Gretch, I know from my own experience that baby making is not always simple. There is a lack of knowledge surrounding how to get pregnant. And when you want to conceive, there can be a lack of understanding and resources. Frida Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby with a set of solutions for everything from reproductive health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby. Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible, from ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits. This is baby making simplified. Find Frida Fertility on Amazon, at Target, and select CVS stores near you. That's Frida Fertility, F-R-I-D-A, Frida Fertility. Hello, and welcome to Happier, a podcast that gives you ideas and strategies for living a happier life. I'm Gretchen Rubin, a writer who is usually in New York City, but today I'm in Los Angeles, standing in the closet of my sister the sage, Elizabeth Kraft.
And I'm both thrilled to see Gretchen, who's here for her Better Than Before book tour, and slightly apprehensive for reasons that will very quickly become clear.
Yes, Elizabeth is my habits guinea pig and, one might conclude, innocent bystander, because today we are going to clean out her closet, which I have to say is one of my very favorite things that we do when we're together is clean out her closets. And she is an incredibly good sport to be doing this, not only because every time I come to her apartment, I insist on cleaning her closets, but also that with us is Andy Bowers and Mike, who's doing the sound. So we have four people standing in Elizabeth's bedroom. We are about to enter her closet.
Yeah, and I'll just bring up, Gretchen, that this is not a dire situation, although it's needed. We've done this before when I was moving apartments. Gretchen had to come out to an emergency trip from New York because to get me to move, I had so much stuff. I was completely out of control. And I mean, I'll let you say where that went.
Right. Well, I mean, a highlight of that clutter clearing was when we were just about done, we thought, and I opened up the oven and discovered that Elizabeth had crammed the oven full of completely like this strange hodgepodge of stuff. We made like five trips to buy boxes. And then at the very end under your bed, we discovered that you had neatly stored away all the boxes from the last time you moved. And I believe that we found mail that you had moved unopened, not just from one apartment, but from two apartments.
In New York. I moved my lease from my old apartment in New York to like my third apartment in LA. It was ridiculous. And then we filled the trash chute.
Yeah.
So we could no longer throw away trash. It was the whole building was stacked up. Although I did live on the first floor. So it was from the first floor.
But I mean, this to me is incredibly fun. And so I really do appreciate that Elizabeth is such a good sport. And it is true. From a historical perspective, this closet is nothing. And yet, and Elizabeth said, I wonder if there's enough clutter clearing to bother with. But I think that as I look around, I think I'm going to find plenty to do.
Okay, so let's go to the closet and dive in.
So let me set the scene for our listeners. I will be eyes for you, as Laura said to Mary. So Elizabeth has a closet that by New York City standards is like, I would say, is the size of a small studio apartment. It's definitely a walk-in. She's got lots of shelves. And unusual, like a lot of people who are trying to clear clutter out of their closets really need space. But Elizabeth actually has, you have some of your shelves are empty. You have plenty of room on your rods because it's so big, it can hold a lot. So unlike some people, you're not looking for things just to get out to make space, but it's overwhelming visually because there's so much stuff. And I think that I'm a lot of stuff on the floor. And I think that there's a lot of things that we can tackle that it's going to make it just more pleasant
to
use.
So I can also just find stuff.
Yeah.
Because I think part of it is I might have some shoes that I want to wear, but I forgot I have them and they're impossible to see.
Well, this is one of the things about clutter clearing is that a lot of times you feel like you have more when you have less because you can find the things that you like more easily. And so, I mean, I have a friend where I helped her clean her closet and her closet was so packed that she just kept wearing like the same 10 items, which she kept in a completely different, like draped over her bathtub. And she never went into her closet at all. Right. So it was like she had almost no clothes.
Yeah.
And then once she got her closet cleared out, then she wore a lot. She had
a
lot.
It was like she'd been on a shopping spree.
Yeah, you're right, because she had an active closet. So the first thing that we do, though, before anybody does clutter clearing is what do you do with the stuff that you're going to get rid of? So we have a trash bag here for the stuff that's just too nasty to give away. And then we have two big plastic boxes for the giveaways. And you know, and it's always good to know who you're going to give the stuff to because it's a lot easier to let go of things when you know that they're going to a good home. So who would you give it to?
We've been giving our stuff to Vietnam vets because partly they'll pick up, which is nice and great cause, and they pick up.
Yeah. And when you're getting rid of a lot of stuff, it's good.
I just have to say, should we, for our producer Mike here, Gretch, move my slippers?
No, that's a very...
So, Gretch, before we actually start this, why am I even doing this? Why put myself through this humiliating experience?
Well, part of it is because it's fun for me.
Uh-huh.
But also because this is the weird thing, is that for so many people say that outer order contributes to inner calm and inner self-command and more than it should. It just doesn't seem like having a messy closet should be any really big deal. And it seems trivial, and yet over and over people say that when they get control over their stuff, they feel more in control of their life. And I mean, even though you don't necessarily look forward to this, don't you feel like once it's done, you do feel better?
Yeah, I'm always, as you say, I'm always happy to see you go, but glad you are here.
Right, exactly. So it's worth doing for that. So let's get started.
Okay. When you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. LinkedIn isn't just another job board. LinkedIn has a vast network of more than a billion professionals, which makes it the best place to hire. It gives you access to professionals you can't find anywhere else. LinkedIn does all that while making the process easy and intuitive.
I know that when I've been hiring, it's really hard to do. It's really hard to find quality candidates. It's really hard to handle the process. Hiring is easy when you have lots of quality candidates, like with LinkedIn Jobs. It's so easy, in fact, that 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/Gretchen. That's linkedin.com/Gretchen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. We'll start here.
That hamper has a lot of stuff at the bottom that could be thrown out. So we should go probably
Wait, what's the difference between your laundry and your hamper?
That's like active laundry. This is partly just a storage unit.
Okay.
Partly a hamper.
Okay, because you seem to have multiple hampers with just piles of clothes in them.
Well, you know why? You had the thing to identify the problem.
Yes.
And I decided I didn't have enough laundry baskets, so now maybe I have too many.
That's like I can't even wrap my mind around that right now. Let's start with the easier stuff, and then we'll move on to what is actually in the hampers. But so some of that stuff is just clear.
Some of it's laundry, and underneath the laundry is other items like old maternity clothes, things like that
okay.
I haven't thrown out.
Okay, so we definitely need to tackle that. Okay, so one thing that I'm noticing is that there's a lot of like random containers of things. Like what is this a container? It's a box.
That's
and it's
got all of my diabetes test strips.
Okay.
That I need.
Okay. So one thing, and then there are the boxes above it of diabetes stuff. And then I think in we're not even going to go into the chest of drawers, but I peeked in one because I couldn't resist. And I think there's more diabetes stuff in there.
Yeah.
Do you want to keep it here or do you want to keep this? Like, I know you, because I also looked around behind your back. You have room in your, in like your laundry room closet to put all this stuff. Would you like to keep it there or is it more convenient to keep it here? Because it's just, it's taking up a lot of space and
yeah,
it looks really messy.
I'm thinking we could use it. I have containers up there that maybe we could use.
Right. Yeah. Because sometimes just putting something in a container
just
makes you feel more in control of it.
Okay. Maybe Andy could reach it for us.
This is my main use around the house.
There we go.
Oh, and what's in there?
This is like, I think this is stuff from like when I had Jack, who's five. I've got like burp cloths.
What is the, okay. So this is like, oh, this is stuff to pump, I think, for a...
Like nursing. That, I think this is all throwaway. Or do you think we should give it away? Do you think people would want this?
The whole thing of syringes.
Okay, but I think, do you have to give this to your doctor?
Because, yes.
Okay, so this goes to your doctor.
All right, that's enough medical.
Okay, so can I just say, it's already looking better. Okay, what's this?
Those are hats okay. that probably...
That's good, you look cute.
All right, cute. That one shrunk, so you can toss that.
Okay, toss that one, okay.
This will keep.
And then you have all these bags of...
That is sentimental. That was a gift. It's like a bride.
So I'm saying like, 8 years ago when you got married.
Yes.
Yeah.
8 years ago when I got married, someone gave me
this. It's like a zipper bag full of stuff that you've never touched.
Toiletry. Well, because it looks so good as like this. I couldn't bring myself to use it.
I tried this at home. Warning sign is the I could use this. Or I should use this, because if you say I could use this or I should use this, it means you don't use this. So how can we get, do you want to like take everything apart and put the things so you'll actually use them or what? Because it's very cunning. I agree. It's like all these little things perfectly packed away and like lotion and baby powder and ear swabs and hair bands. And it's very cool, but you're not using it.
I know.
You could give it to Eleanor, my daughter. She would play with it.
Would she like it just like this with all the stuff in it?
Yeah, probably. But then maybe I'm just taking your clutter and putting it in my house.
Right.
Okay. Well, let's put this in the maybe pile because there is good stuff.
Yeah.
This is like a happiness stumbling block that it happens in closets a lot. It's like something becomes invisible to you. So it's there and it's there all the time. So you don't even notice it. So you don't use it to its advantage. But you also don't get rid of it because you're just not even registering it.
So this needs to be actively pondered.
Actively pondered. Okay, so there we're going to have an active pondering. Oh, and as I put that on the floor, I can't help but notice here's some more diabetes stuff.
Yeah, that's probably best just left there.
But here's another thing.
I want to just leave everything. Right.
No, that's where I come in. But another thing is that it's better not to use floors for storage. It's just you feel better when your floors are clear.
And so do you want to look at shoes?
Yes, throw away some shoes because we're clearing it. Maybe we're doing the floor.
Okay.
This is feeling very separate. What is this bag of
stuff?
That's
a bag of giveaway that I've already started.
Excellent. Good work. Okay. Another point I should make, like when you said the active pondering, a lot of times if you think about something, then by the time you're done, you're ready to let it go.
I will say, though, because you can get very aggressive. And the last time we did this.
Oh, no. Did I persuade you?
I gave up my
I'm
I had
sorry.
This DKNY, like, T-shirt fabric nightshirt, and I gave it up, and I've regretted it ever since because it was the only good nightshirt I had.
Let me learn from that. Like, so why did I persuade you? Was I telling you that it didn't look good? Did you like why? What was happening?
I think I got caught up. I mean, I got caught
up. You got the fever.
I got the fever, and I'd had it for so long.
Yeah.
Because I'd had it like 6 years, I started thinking, well, I shouldn't have this even if I use it all the time.
Yes.
So is the lesson like it's okay to just keep using something for another 5 years if it's serving its purpose in a perfectly fine way?
Yeah. Except though, then there is the problem that you have, at least I have, where sometimes you love something and wear it even though you know you should not. Like it's really nasty and you really should not be wearing it.
It's possible that nightshirt fell into that category.
You know, I'm having a dim recollection.
And but I still miss it.
Yeah, okay. But just remember to really think about it. If you really do use something actively, then you should give it a special thought before you give it up because it's not like something that you never use.
Or at least don't give it up before you have its replacement. Like I didn't have an equivalent nightshirt.
Right.
So then I was just without.
Then you were without. Okay, that's good. So don't leave a gap. So we have some shoe shelves, and they're all actually very neatly organized, and they're all paired up and sitting together. There's a pair of Uggs, which I guess you wear when we go to Kansas City.
There's actually like four pair of Uggs.
Oh, well, okay.
I'm going to give up those tennis shoes.
No.
I'm going to give up these Birkenstocks because they just don't
really.
Work.
So these are blue suede.
We should take the pad out, though, to give them away.
Well, we should give these away because they're in really good shape.
Those are really nice, too. Like, I have these heels.
Yeah.
that are slightly like,
these
too
were the
big.
Shoes I wore to my rehearsal dinner, which were always too small, but I will never.
These are really nice. What do you call that kind of heel? It's like a wedgie.
A wedge. They're like J. Crew.
These are shoes that I never wear.
Oh, these are fancy.
Oh, I know. Now those are sentimental.
Now these I spotted. What is up with these? These are like
these are ruby red slippers.
Yeah, these
is what
are,
they are.
I mean, bright red, sparkly glitter. My daughter Eleanor had this exact pair of shoes when she was 4 years old.
Fit. I've never worn them once, but Adam bought them for me right when we started dating. So again, I can't give those up. Okay, so those stay in the box.
Oh my gosh!
It's getting better. It's getting better.
Okay. What is this? Another hamper?
That's for my dry cleaning and some storage. But that's where I put dry cleaning.
There are some stories from our mother's life that I love to hear about. I love hearing about how she played with a tin dollhouse when she was a girl. And just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for our families forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mother and mother figures for years to come. And it makes a wonderful keepsake book so you never, never lose these wonderful stories and memories.
Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick, like, what was your favorite toy as a little girl, or what was your first job? All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/happier. That's storyworth.com/happier to save $10 on your first purchase.
Okay, and so Elizabeth, one thing I'm seeing is that you have a lot of nice hangers here all together. They're very well organized, so that's good. I would shove them all down to the end so they're out of your way. Yeah. But one thing, and these are like the kind of hangers that you get when you buy something. They're not the kind of, they're not like super fancy matching hangers like if you buy hangers, which I can never, as an underbuyer, I could never buy a hanger. But I noticed that in your clothes, amongst your clothes, you have a lot of hangers that came from the dry cleaner. And the weird thing about hangers is they actually, even if there's nothing on them, they take up a surprising amount of room. So let's just go through and take out the dry cleaner hangers. Looking, one of the things that's helpful about having someone else with you is that, first of all, if they can sometimes say, like, that is just not going to look good. Like, I can just tell. I remember I was one time helping my mother-in-law clean her closet, and she held up this shirt and was like, this is a perfectly good shirt. And I was like, Judy, that is the ugliest shirt that I have ever seen in my life. It was mustard yellow, with had gigantic paisleys on it, and it had one of those floppy bows, you know, that was really big. Yeah. And I was just like,
like something Murphy Brown.
No, I mean, but worse. I mean, beyond it, almost you felt like you should frame it and put it on the wall. And my mother-in-law is very beautiful, and I was just like, I would rip this off your body if I saw it, because like, why would you wear this? And so, and she had to start laughing and throw it away. So sometimes you just need someone to say to you, you know, this is not something that a person can wear. Oh, I love these shorts.
Yeah, those are good.
Yeah. How about this?
And this. This was the... No, that'll wear.
Okay, but you still...
This was misguided. Wait,
okay, but can I just say this still has tags on it? Why does it still have tags on it if you're going to wear it?
Because it's a 5 pounds away shirt. I'm 5 pounds away from that shirt, being able to wear that shirt, which I will get to. I know. I know. I try never to do
that. Yeah, that's just not a good... That's not a good... It's not a helpful pattern.
I know.
But
we're not supposed to do. Yeah. So that's a good tip.
Yeah,
good
thing is,
that's a shopping tip.
That's a shopping tip, which is don't buy in anticipation of
losing
your future body. It's hard to say what category we've moved on to in Elizabeth's closet. It seems to be a category of purses, bags, and hats.
All right, so okay. I'm looking through.
Okay, no, wait, what is that? What is
this? I think is last time you were here. We put purses in bags.
Oh, right, I remember that.
But of course, the problem is that I've never gone into the bag.
Well, let's, okay. Well,
you know what purse we can give that? Mom gave me that.
I'll take that. Okay. I will take that.
All right.
That is a beautiful red leather
beautiful
kind of
bag.
Like going to a fancy party bag. I don't have anything like this, and it's big enough to have a cell phone. So, I'll
okay.
Take that.
I think I should get rid of this plastic.
Yeah, it's taking up too much room and it's not serving.
This was a bag I was putting other purses in, but as long as they're in there, I never look at the purses.
Oh, but so this is, that's an important clutter clearing thing. Sometimes people get really into just the gear of organizing, and you just have to make sure that you don't spend all your time buying doodads to help you get organized or jam more stuff into place. And in fact, one of the first things when people say to me, like, oh, I want to get organized, I say, don't get organized. Get rid of everything you don't need. Remember when we did that with your files? When you moved the last time, you're like, I'm going to organize all my files. And I was like, let's throw away everything that you don't need. And then you didn't even need a filing system because you basically threw away all everything. The paperwork.
Yes.
You didn't need any of it. Yes. So it's like, don't get organized, get rid of everything. And then you may not need an organizing system. So actually, we put all your bags into a bag, and the bag actually
hindered
you, yes, using the bag. Yes. So it was a
so
bad
here we
idea.
Are years later.
Yes. Oh my gosh, it's looking so much better in here. Look at all this space.
I know. It's
so Elizabeth, as I'm looking around, I'm thinking of a know yourself better question, which is, are you a simplicity lover or an abundance lover? Because like, I'm a simplicity lover. And I remember mom telling me something about myself that was hugely helpful when she was saying, with clothes, you like to have very few choices and wear them all the time. And that's absolutely true. I get very overwhelmed if I have too many choices. But then some people love choices. They like abundance. They like having a lot of choices. And so I can't really tell, like, as much as I know you, do you like abundance or simplicity?
I think I like abundance.
Yeah.
But I only use a few items.
But you like
but I like having them.
Yeah.
And like, as I've said to you before, sometimes even if I just want something in tissue paper in my drawer, even if I know I'll never use it, I enjoy having it there.
Right.
For some reason, it makes, when I see it, it gives me a little happiness boost.
But that's another reason to keep things relatively clear, because then you see them and you,
yes,
know that you have them, even if you're not. Because just because something isn't used doesn't mean it's useless. So you're right. If you love seeing something there, even if you never get to wear that pair of shoes or use that handbag,
right,
it can give you pleasure. If you can see it, but if you just forget you even have it, then you
there's
might as
no
well.
Point.
Why is it taking up any space?
Yes.
So, but if you are, but I think sometimes simplicity lovers and like want to tell abundance lovers they should get rid of everything, because that's sort of my impulse. But you're right, you shouldn't. If that doesn't work for you, keep a lot of profusion, but only keep the things that you really like.
Right.
So that you're not burdened with a bunch of stuff that you'd never wear or that's old and gross, or, you know, so it's,
yeah,
all about
an abundance of junk is not what we're going,
yeah,
for.
Yeah, you want an abundance of a feeling of plenty. So a happiness stumbling block is you can't find things. And so one of the things that I find to be really helpful is to put things away in an exact place, because it seems like I'll just put it in my closet. But if you have like a very specific place for things, then it's easier to find them, but it's also weirdly more satisfying to put them away, because you have that feeling of like hitting a mark, like, ooh, these scissors go right here. It's more fun to put things away. Okay, what's this?
That is something I seemed like a good idea at the time. It's like it's a band that you, this is back when low-waisted jeans were the rage.
Yeah.
So this is like a band that you can put to sort of cover your, you know, your plumber's situation, so that we can really just throw that away. I don't think anyone wants that.
Your plumber's situation. It's called a trendy top, but I guess that trend has passed.
Yeah. I mean, I think I'm right that they're out. But even if not, it's just not a look to go for.
I mean, that's just like, you wonder, what was I thinking? Okay. Oh, you know, one thing I noticed that you don't have in here is a trash can. Would you like to have a little trash can?
Yeah, that's
like
a great idea.
And not a box that you're using as a trash can, but an actual thing that looks like a trash can.
Is that something people should have in their closets?
Well, most people don't have enough room to put a trash can in their closet, frankly. But if you can, I think it's a real wonderful luxury, because like here, there's just like something that you ripped off,
yes,
a pair of socks.
There's a lot of those.
Here's a receipt. Here's like a plastic thing off of a purse-sized tissue bags. Yeah, you only have to walk two steps to use the trash can in the bathroom because your closet is off your bathroom. But it's just having that little, being able to dump it. I mean, this is one of the things that's striking to me, is how convenience matters so much for what we're doing. The tiniest bit of convenience will enormously change people's behavior. And so if you just had a little trash can.
All right, Gretch, I'm looking around. I feel like we're done. Can we be done?
We can be done. And you've been so patient. And you've been a very good sport about doing this. And I know it seems like, you know, what is the big deal? Like, in the context of a happy life, had something like a crowded coat closet is not a big deal. But it is the case that there's something about just getting control of these little things that seems to make people feel more able to tackle the big things. It's like the friend of mine who said, I finally cleaned out my fridge and now I know I can switch careers. There's something about these little things that really they matter more than they should. So what I'm hoping as your sister is that it really will help you feel relaxed and cheerful and more energized when you can come in here and just see only things that you really enjoy.
I'll definitely have more outfits to wear because I'll have easier access yes. to my clothes, and it will make my husband happier
yeah.
to look in here and yeah. see the chaos significantly under control.
Right. Well, and this is a funny thing that I've noticed because I do try to like foist myself off on people to help them clean their closets is a lot of times their spouses become so exhilarated by the sight of this new closet that then they go ahead and clean their closets on their own. Because so a lot of times when you change something yourself, then you cause other people to change. So it can have this ripple effect. So that's this very special episode of Happier. And if hearing us clean out Elizabeth's closet inspired you to clean your closet, let us know what worked for you. We can all use new tips and strategies to keep our clutter under control. And if you have some great photos before and after, or either one, post them to the Facebook page so that everybody can see them. And that's the Gretchen Rubin Facebook page.
Our producers for our very special episode of Happier are Mike Weisskopf and Henry Malofsky. Also, thanks as always to Andy Bowers and Laura Mayer from Panoply.
And let us know what you think of the show on Twitter. I'm at Gretchen Rubin, and Elizabeth is at Elizabeth Kraft, and that's Kraft with a C, like aircraft. Or send us an email at podcast@gretchenrubin.com. If you like the show, please be sure to tell a friend and subscribe to us on iTunes. Plus, it's really a help if you rate and or review the podcast.
Until next week, I'm Elizabeth Kraft.
And I'm Gretchen Rubin. Thanks for joining us. Onward and upward.
This podcast is part of the Panoply Network. Check out our entire roster of podcasts at itunes.com/panoply.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.